നമസ്സർവേഭ്യഃ. വ്യോമ സംസ്കൃത പാഠശാലയായ പക്ഷതഃ കോശദർശനം ഇത്യേതം നൂതനം പ്രകൽപ്പം പ്രതി സമേഷാം സ്വാഗതം. സോ വെൽക്കം ഓൾ ഓഫ് യു ടു അവർ ന്യൂ കോഴ്സ് കോശദർശനം, വിച്ച് വിൽ ബി ടോട്ട് ബൈ ഡോക്ടർ Chandrasekaran Raman. So we are very happy to add him to the list of teachers in Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala. He is a very passionate about Sanskrit, ancient Indian mathematics, lexicography and many other things. So he holds a PhD in wireless communications. He is well trained in the spoken Sanskrit methodology of Samskrita Bharati. He has learned and taught through that, and he is also very well versed in using the resources available on the web for assisting Sanskrit studies. That is one of the main aims of this course. Kosha, a Sanskrit kosha, is much more than just a word to word dictionary, right? So it is literally a treasure. The word kosha means treasure. So there is a treasure or a wealth of information available in the koshas if we just know how to get them. So Dr. Chandrasekaran Raman will practically guide us through major koshas. So the Apte, Monier Williams, Shabda Kalpa Druma and Vachaspatyam. These will be covered in detail. So with the progress of classes, depending on the interest from listeners, he may give introductions about some other koshas also. So before we start the actual courses, a few pointers to attending the webinars and getting the best out of these classes. So many of you might have attended our webinars before, but in case you are attending a webinar for the first time, please note that all of you are muted initially, because I mean currently there are more than 100 people listening in. So if everybody is unmuted, it causes a lot of disturbance in audio. So because of that, everybody is muted. But that does not mean you do not have an opportunity for interaction. There are two ways of interacting when the class is going on. The first one is a hand symbol which should be present in your screen, whether the computer or the smartphone. By clicking that hand symbol, your hand will be raised. So we can see whoever has raised the hand. So if you have a question or if you want to answer some question asked by the teacher, please raise your hand. You will then be unmuted. The second option is to type in your question. There is a question mark symbol or a questions pane in which you can type out the questions so that the teacher will take it. Questions will usually be taken at the end of a session or in between. So the teacher will present his material and then he'll allow questions. So you can either type it in before, or you can raise your hand and ask the questions at that time. The webinars will all be recorded and we will upload the recording 2 or 3 days after each class, so that in case you miss a class, you will be able to catch up. So they will also be uploaded on YouTube. So if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will get notifications as soon as the class is uploaded. All the sessions will also be uploaded in our portal, sanskritfromhome.in. This is the course page. So if you just scroll down, so you will see a list of lessons here. For example, you can see some instructions for installing dictionaries. So all materials that are to be shared, so including the presentations, the audio and the video recordings, any other additional resources that the teacher provides, so everything will be uploaded here. So please make sure you check it regularly for all updates. You just have to log in. To access the materials, please note that you will have to be logged in. So there is a sign in. You just sign in and then you come to this course, you'll be able to click on any lesson and watch the materials. You'll also be able to download any files. If you have any questions after the class or which you want to this one, so you can also reach out to us by the email. So sanskritfromhome@vyomalabs.in is our email ID. So anytime you have any questions, you can reach out through that email ID. So I think with this, I hand it over to Dr. Chandrasekaran Raman for our class.
Om Vakratunda Mahakaya Suryakoti Samaprabha Nirvignam Guru Medeva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini Vidyarambham Karishyami Siddhirbhavatu Me Sada Gurureva Gatir Gurumeva Bhaje Gurunaiva Sahasmi Namo Gurave Nagurov Paramam Shishurasmi Guror Matirasmi Gurau Mamapahi Guru Asadhya Sadaka Swamin Asadhyam Tavakimvada Ramaduta Kripa Sindho Matkaryam Sadhaya Prabhu. Thank you, Swamiyaji, for the introduction. Let me share my screen. Okay. Are you all able to see my screen? I think Swamiyaji, are you able to see my screen?
Yes. Now we are able to see.
Okay. So let me, in today's class, I will just give an introduction to this class, how the general structure will be. And we will see what all is the general structure and a brief introduction to what dictionaries are. So before that, I would, in this class, because this is the first class, there may be a lot of questions in your mind, what is, how to do this, how to do that and everything. So I plan to take the questions at the end of the class. So I will give enough time to for questions. So first, let me go through the slides. If you have any questions, please note it down and we will discuss at the end of the class. So the first thing we want to discuss here is why a course of this nature? Basically, Vyoma Labs Learn Sanskrit from Home has quite a few courses, but this kind of a course may be new. So the reason is the recent paradigm shift in teaching methodologies and also learning. Basically, I think 100 or 200 years ago, it was a different way of learning Sanskritam. And now we are probably going back in the same way, basically learning Sanskritam through Sanskritam itself. Is a recent paradigm shift, which is basically even a revolution, I would say. So rather than just studying Sanskritam in English, like maybe probably the British brought it that way, but we are going back to the correct way of learning Sanskritam. And also the availability of resources. For example, we have online and offline Sanskritam books available, and also multimedia. Vyoma Labs is one of the pioneers of making multimedia for educational Sanskritam education. I'm sure most of you would have seen those products. And also user-friendly interfaces and fonts. As just 10 years back, fonts, Sanskritam fonts were not available much to type in Sanskritam online or any interfaces like web pages in Sanskritam language itself was not available. For the past 10 years, there's been quite a upsurge of these kind of websites which has only Sanskritam content. For example, there is a Sanskritam Wikipedia. You name it for everything, encyclopedia thing or books or contents, there are Sanskritam web pages available nowadays. And also, the course is just to give you an introduce this wealth of resources in this domain. I'm not going to go into detail of all resources, but we will restrict ourselves to koshas. That is dictionaries. And as I said, the digital era has brought the treasure trove of ancient literature back. some of the books which are not even, we have not even seen, it is available in one library or something. It has been digitized and now it is available to everyone. Most of them are easily accessible through online libraries. So this is one of the great advantages, and this is the time, that's why I thought this is the time to offer such course in through this online portal. And also, even learning has become quite easy now. Each one of us is sitting in our own homes or wherever we want, and then learning across the world in one classroom. The next, just let me switch gears a bit and say, why do we need, first of all, a dictionary, and that too, a Sanskritam dictionary? So, the first use of a dictionary, we all know, when we don't know a word, we want to look up the meaning and the usage of the word, like any other dictionary, any other language, a dictionary is useful for that. But generally, a Sanskritam dictionary is little more than that. So, for example, the gender or the linga associated with the stem of a noun, or which is called Pratipadikam, that can be known by looking at a dictionary. For example, let's say I have a most South Indian language speakers have this always have this confusion in mind. I always have this confusion. For example, is it gramaha or gramam? Or for example, nagaram or nagaraha. So basically, here I have made I purposely left out this the lingam for this, the word linga. So for example, is it lingam or lingaha? So we hear pullingaha, but is it lingam or lingaha? For example, most of this, there is another class going on in the same, so we about Bhagavad Gita. So in that, the teacher talks dharma. Is it dharmam or dharmaha? So how do we know this? Should we do more dharma to get to understand this itself is comes into our mind. So these kind of questions are always there. So Kosha will dictionary will give you very, it will be very spashtam on that. Also, it gives the etymology. This is a bit okay. This slide, let me just tell you in advance. If you don't understand all the details here, it is okay. This course is a very unique course in that sense that I can have more advanced students or also basic students, and how much ever you want to get, you get it, and as you go in your journey of learning Sanskritam, you will get more and more. So, but it's just in the first class, if you want to understand everything, it is not possible, because this is I have tailored this course for even the advanced student and also the basic student. Okay, so the other thing is it gives the etymology of words. For example, it says shabdanam vyutpattihi vrittihi cha. Shabdanam vyutpattihi vrittish cha. So vyutpattihi is, for example, any word in Sanskritam, you can go and give the root, how it is derived. So you can either go to a dhatu and like many pratyas you can add, and you can say this is how this word is formed. Also vrittihi, for example, samasaha, like there is something called vigraha vakyam for samasa, for compound words. So basically those things, the Koshakara gives, the dictionary will give you those things. For example, Tadditantaha will give you the vritti for that. So in case of a verbal root, Dhatuhu, dictionary gives a class to which it belongs to. So this is another thing which is very unique in a Sanskritam dictionary. For example, if you take this Dhatu G, the present tense form is Jayati. But chi, if you take the dhatu chi, it's chinoti. So why jayati, here it's chinoti, both are ikaranta dhatuhu. So there we have to know a little bit about the class, that is gana, it belongs to. So those things, if you are a Sanskritam student, you will always have, okay, you cannot remember the whole entire set of dhatus which gana it belongs to. You can just go to a dictionary and just find, okay, this belongs to this gana or this class of verbs. Also, we know that verbs are of two types, Atmanepadi, Parasmaipadi, also Ubhayapadi is also there. So, is it a Parasmaipadi Dhatu or Atmanepadi Dhatu? Labh iti Dhatu asti, So if you, there's a verb labh, so labhate, it's not labhati. And gachat, gam is a dhatu, it's gachati is a form, or pat is a dhatu, pathati is a form. So there's a t at the end, so for labhate, it ends in te, why, so all these things the dictionary will give you. Okay, it's a atmanepadi dhatu, or is it a parasmanepadi dhatu, and all these things. Also, even more advanced, if you go, there are akarmaka dhatavaha, sakarmaka dhatavaha. So there are akarmaka dhatus, transitive and intransitive verbs. All these things are there. And also idagama vyavastha. There is, so basically some tenses or moods, there are the e agama comes. All these things, how do we know whether the idagama comes for this dhatu or not? The koshakara will give you. And also the verbal root with prefixes, upasargaha. So for example, verbs, there are many upasargaha, many upasargas and also dhatus. So which upasarga, the dhatu, does it go with this upasarga? All these things, you don't need not remember. You just go to a dictionary and search for that. It will give you, okay, this form exists or not. So, and finally, it is really inevitable if when you are reading Sanskrit literature. So basically, nobody can read literary work without a kosha in hand. So they have to, sometime or the other, they have to consult the kosha. So it is, as I said, it is for different levels of learners or also panditas. The kosha is actually the only refuge in many cases. Okay. So now, why a course on dictionaries? I told you, okay, dictionaries are all this fine. We might have used dictionaries in other languages. We did not go and sit in a class to understand the dictionaries, how to use the dictionaries. Is it that difficult? The answer is, Sanskritam dictionaries differ from other languages. So basically, this is a very important point. Any other language, we can just open the dictionary and try to understand if we get little help, we can understand. But Sanskritam dictionaries are little more difficult and it needs a little more of training or mindset to look, how to look and how to get the best out of it. So that's why this course we said how to get the best out of it. So we just want to understand each and every part of the dictionary, what all the Koshakara is trying to give you, so that we understand as much as possible. Okay, oh, this we can look at it this way. For example, and we should know how to find out, okay, what to look for so that we understand this is what we want. In dictionary, it's not like a novel where we're going to read from page one to last page. We want to know exactly what we need, we know exactly, and we have to go and look for that particular thing. So that mindset we have to develop, and Sanskrit dictionaries, it is much, little bit more involved in that. So basically, we need to look up entries differently. For example, for even a basic, the basic Sanskritam knowledge anybody has, they know that word patati, karoti is all there. It's a valid word. But these dictionaries which you are going to discuss in the course, this patati will not be even an entry in the dictionary. So first time I wanted to learn something, I encountered a verb and I just used that verb form and search in the dictionary, it was not even there in the dictionary. Now I was like worried, oh, is this word a correct form, or why is the dictionary not giving, and all these things. So we need to understand how we want to look up each of these words in the dictionary. So as I mentioned here, entries based on root forms. For example, if you take a noun form, for example, like we had a shloka in the beginning of the class, Guru Reva Gatir Guru Meva Bhaje. So there it's Guruhu, Gurum, Guruna, Gurave, Guroho. Iti, like there are many cases forms, or like Vibhakti forms, all are there. So but if the kosha has to give meaning for all these forms, this kosha is going to become a very big book. So it's going to run in volumes and volumes. Remember, these koshas which you are going to study, I'll come to it later, they are all at least 100 years old. So there is no online storage so that we can have more storage and all these things. they had to do printing books, they had to do printed books, and so they had to really worry about space in the dictionary. They have to optimize even a small thing, even one word extra, they will run into another page and all these things. So they had to optimize all these things. So basically, they will just give the root form. So we should understand what is a pratipadikam for a noun, and in case of dhatu, we have to understand in the kriya padani, we have to understand what is the dhatu. So we have to look at only the dhatu form. If I look up the dhatu, it will give you the meaning, and from there we, based on our understanding, we understand that one dhatu can form, have different forms, like patati, patataha, patanti, ityadi. And also, like in case of pratipadikani, we know the complete vibhakti table and all these things. So that is one thing which we should understand. So we should at least for this particular class, I would need the basic understanding of what a pratipadikam, what a root form. Do you know what, for example, pat is the root form of patati. If that is not there, maybe this class is little advanced for you. And also, like pratipadikam, what is the pratipadikam? From pratipadikam, we get the whole vibhakti table and all these things. Okay. So as I said, we need some basic knowledge of the language to look up entries. Also, advanced dictionaries, for example, we are going to, in the later classes, we are going to look up dictionaries, like advanced dictionaries like Kalpadrumaha and Vachaspatyam. They need even more basic training to use them. So this course will probably shed light on all those things. And one important thing, why a course on dictionaries is, as I said, the digital era brought back the old bulky dictionaries. Their dictionaries are quite bulky. For example, Chadda Kulpadruma and Vachaspatyam are more than five volumes or something. And an ordinary Sanskritam student will not have that in his library or something. So basically, now these things have really come to our fingertips. By fingertips, I mean you can use your fingertips to search for these entries in the dictionary. And most dictionaries can be loaded in smartphones. And this course hopefully will be a practical session too. From next class, we will dive into the practical aspects of how to use these dictionaries online. Okay? All right. So next slide. So as I said, the course contents is in this class, I hopefully will give you the introduction to lexicons or koshaha. As Swamiji pointed out, a Sanskritam dictionary is much more than a dictionary which in our what we know. Lexicons, it's called lexicons. So basically, there are quite a few details in that. I will try to just give a overview on that. And then we will go into Sanskritam English dictionaries. So I plan to cover extensively on Apte. And after that, if we will get into Monier Williams, there is another dictionary. Because we have covered mostly in Apte, Monier Williams will be easy. It will be much more than, it will be just a revision kind of thing. And we will jump into a couple of Sanskritam dictionaries. One is Kalpadrumaha and another is Vachaspatyam. Okay, so I will not, this, as I said, dictionary is an ocean. So if we just go into all the details, it will be very difficult. This is just a course to lead you into starting to use these dictionaries, and as you keep using the dictionaries, you will become very comfortable with it, and you will unearth more and more treasure out of the dictionaries. And of course, you should also keep studying the Sanskritam Vangmayam as you progress. So more you study, more you will get details into inside the dictionary. So it is just a way to, we will just give you a general overview of what is there. And also how to use online resources to use the advantages of digitization of dictionaries. So basically, as I talk, people are digitizing dictionaries. So it is not that it is already there. So we are using something which is not a complete product, but a product, for example, sample copy or something, so that digitizations are not done by any industries. They are all by volunteers. So you can also help. If you find any errors, you can give them feedback and they will be much more enthusiastic to help you more. So the people who are doing all these things are doing only for very selfless service. They just want people to use it. So this is another reason I am offering this course, to create awareness for to use all these online resources. There is so much of work going on. I will show you. Okay. Okay, as to make it more specific, as I said, we will cover Aptes Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary, the 1890 edition. So this is the first edition of Aptes Dictionary. The later edition is there, but unfortunately it is not available online for copyright issues. So, but we will, it is a little bit more work, there's much, little bit, only little bit more addition to that dictionary. So we will cover this V.S. Aptes Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary. This is one of his biggest works by Professor V.S., Principal V.S. Apte. He lived only for 34 years, but he did so much for Sanskritam. This is one of his greatest works, Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary. We will do quite a bit of digging deeper into this dictionary, and also Monier Williams Sanskrit English Dictionary, which is the 1899 edition, we will do. So this will, this, when I cover this, there will be more English, and I expect basic knowledge of Sanskritam. Later in the second part of the course, we will jump into Sanskritam Sanskrita Koshav. Tatra Radhakanta Deva Krita Shabdakalpadrumaha Iti Akaha Koshaha Apita Vachaspatyam Iti Anyaha Tatra Adhikam Sanskritam Apekshate Apita Kinchit Shastriya Vyakaran Jnanam Api Apekshitam Tarhi Tatra Sanskritam Tu Adhikam Bhavet Pashyami Tatra Astu. So as I said, resources for this course, there's no resource, you don't have to buy any book or anything. Now, because you are attending webinars, I also assume that you are, you can access online resources easily. So you are connected to the web. So one of the online dictionary I will show you is, okay, let me, share one more. Are you able to see the screen? Moving. Okay, how do I share? Swamiji, how I again share a new window? Okay, I got it. Okay, let me show this. Are you able to see this? Hopefully you are able to see the screen. Okay. So this is the, no, it's not an Excel sheet. It is, do you see the Cologne digital dictionaries, Sanskrit dictionaries? Yes. Okay, good. Okay. So this is the website we will be using. So please bookmark this website. It is www.sanskrit-lexicon.uni-cologne.de. This is a German university which did this project. It collected a lot of digital Sanskritam dictionaries. In this, there are 36 dictionaries here. For example, here there are Sanskrit English dictionaries. We will be doing the, okay, let me get some. Okay, so we will be doing this Apte Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary, and then this Monier Williams Sanskrit English Dictionary. Okay, can I zoom the screen? Good. Okay, let me. Hopefully now you are able to see. It is zoomed in well. Okay. So I am going to do, we are going to do this Apte Sanskrit Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary, and then Monier Williams Sanskrit English Dictionary. These two are the English dictionaries we are going to do. And then if I come down a bit, there are two Sanskrit dictionaries here. One is Shabdakalpadruma and the other is Vachaspatyam. So these two are the Sanskrit dictionaries. This has much more details than the English dictionaries. This is for advanced learners. So we will go into that later. Okay, and the other thing is, if you see a found an error, help us on GitHub, all these things. If you are really technology savvy and you can handle GitHub and all these things, you can also suggest, okay, there are errors in this and all these things. So you can get involved also. I will give you details about this. So this is one of the biggest treasures. So this project has been happening now. It is an ongoing project. We are trying to put all dictionaries online. It is a very useful thing, which we don't want to buy many dictionaries because they are bulky. You just go online and use them. And also all these things can be also installed in your smartphone. Okay. So now let me go back to our slides. Okay. So as I said, this is our website, and then I will also put any more resources needed in the course website. And we already mentioned, dictionaries can be installed in your smartphones in static formats. It is a very simple. People have also written, they collected all the dictionaries in one place, and you just by click of a button, you can install dictionaries in your phone. It is such useful. So we have to really thank these people who have been doing this. Okay. In the remaining time, I will just quickly give you another 10-15 minutes. I will quickly give you the history of lexicon in Sanskritam. Okay. My voice is echoing, somebody says. I hope if there is any issue, please, Samyaji, please let me know. Okay. Now, let's go into the brief history of lexicons in Sanskritam. So basically, the earliest known compilation of word lists is by Yaska. It's called Nirupta. So it's one of the Vedangas. We know Shadangas for the Veda. It is one of the Vedangas. So it is a work from quite old work. When I give all these dates, they are all questionable, and this is what we accept as current historians give these dates, it might be completely wrong. There are a lot of controversies or doubts on these numbers, but I just put these dates so that we get a rough idea about when this work was done. And then classical lexicons can be distinguished into two types. One is Ekartha Koshaha, apicha Anekartha Koshaha. So Ekartha Koshaha is like all words which has only one meaning. So basically, there are lexicons which gives the list of words which has only single meanings, and there are lexicons which they just pick up words which has multiple meanings, and they make a kosha out of it. The kosha means just a list of words; it's just a general list. And most of these are all metrical in the form of poetry. You understand why it should be like that, because in the earlier days there was no much of writing and all these things. They had to do palm leaves and all these things. Most of them was in their memory, so they memorized everything. And memorization is easy when it is in the form of poetry and the verse forms. So that is reason. And also the other thing, another way of organizing those dictionary was in the ascending order of the number of syllables. So there is single syllable words, double syllable words, and then three syllabled words and all these things. They keep that is another way of organization of words in the dictionary. And also there are other ways of Antyakshara Anukrama. This Antyakshara Anukrama has been there for quite some time in our Sanskritam history. So you sort the letters by, sort the words by the Antyakshara, like Akaranta, Ikaranta, Ikaranta, Ukaranta, so on. And also when it comes to the consonants, Kakaranta, Dakaranta, Iti. Like there are many with Antyakshara. So this came from Panini himself, like Antya Vidhihi Sarvam. So this is a very, very, very commonly used way of sorting based on the dictionaries. And here I'm giving, I know the slide is very, very dense, but just give you a overview of all the dictionaries. For example, in the rightmost column, I have how the chronologically ordered. It can come from 6th century, 10th century, 12th century, 14th century. And each of these dictionaries in their time, for example, in their time, it was very famous. For example, one is Amarasimha's Namalingashasanam, Amarakosha. It is very famous. Even now, people memorize Amarakosha. So it is called Namalinganushasanam. So that is a, it means that it has a collection of names, nouns mostly. And if you read, for example, Kamha Kavya and all these things, Malinatha in his Tika refers a lot of to many of these dictionaries. For example, in Malinatha Tika, for if you look at Laghu Raghuvamsham and for example, Kirata Arjuniyam and all these things, he refers to quite a few of these dictionaries. For example, he says Vaijayanti and also this Yadavaha. For example, if people say, okay, they quote something and say, Iti Yadavaha or Iti Vaijayanti. Vaijayanti is nama, is the name of the kosha. Yadava is the name of the koshakaraha. So, from now on, I will use the name of the, I will not tell, if I'm talking about Apte, V.S. Apte's dictionary, I will tell Koshakara. Koshakara is V.S. Apte. So, Koshakara is a general name I can use and, so I can keep going without remembering the name of the author. And then, like, Vishwaprakasha, Vishwaha, this is another, very famous dictionary in the 12th century, which was referred by many Bhashakaras and all these people. And for example, Hemachandraha, he was one of the very famous Koshakara. So he did many of these koshas. For example, Anekartha Sangraha, Abhidana Chintamani, all these things, it's all very famous. If you read Kavya and Tikas of people, they will refer this left, right and center. So this is very important. Of course, each of these dictionaries, as I say here, they basically they built upon the previous versions. So basically, they really extensively used and all these things. So it also means that they also were properly came in a parampara. They studied everything and also keep using it and improve it as any other knowledge system progresses. Okay, so. Here, another thing is some special dictionaries are also available, not only now, there, for example, even now, if you go to any branch, for example, if you go to a medicine, there will be a medical dictionary. And like that, in Sanskritam also, there are many shastras, and each shastra had their own kosha. So, for example, Tantra Shastra had its own kosha, Ekakshara kosha. For example, you know the Bija Mantras have all these Om, Kshin, all these things. They're all Ekakshara or like one syllable, single syllable. So what they did, what these Koshakaras gave was, give me 1 minute. They made Ekakshara Koshaha and Avyaya Kosha. So there are a lot of indeclinables in the Sanskrit language. So somebody just collected all the Avyayams and gave Avyaya Kosha. It's even available now in print. And Shabda Veda Prakashaha, all these things, words concerned with two or more spellings. For example, there will be only one word, but because of regional differences, there might be different spellings for that. So somebody collected all those things. Bhattwaji Dikshita, he collected all the words with different spellings, and then he just made a kosha of it. And then there are multiple koshas like this. For example, word interchanging by ja and ya, na and na, ba and va. For example, ba va bhedaha, like in Vangala Deshe. So if you go to Bengal and all these things, the bavayor bhedaha, you'll see a lot of things, these kind of things. So there is one person just collected all those things and made a kosha out of it. And unadi koshaha. So there are, for example, a lot of words come out of the vyutpattihi is through Unadi Prakranam. So there are a lot of Unadi Pratyayas which you add to some Prakriti and make words out of it. So that is one person did that. And also like astrological, as I said, astronomical terms only. So these are all technical terms related to astronomy or astrology. It's called Jyotisha Namamala, all these things. And there are also multilingual dictionaries, for example, Sanskrit-Tibetan dictionaries and like the Parsi Namamala, Sanskrit-Parsi dictionaries. And now also there are quite a few dictionaries. I don't know whether, maybe they are modern, but in Kannada, Sanskrit-Kannada dictionary, Sanskrit-Telugu dictionary, all these things. But they are all modern dictionaries. So if you want to learn more about this, you can refer this to this History of Indian Literature by Ojal. Okay. So, and now we got just introduction to modern dictionaries. Dictionaries that came 19th century or later. One of the things is the format changed completely because that's how English dictionaries were. So basically, the format are now alphabetical order of entry words. For example, the first word, it akaradi. Shakarantam, it's the word. If you look at the dictionary, it started all these things. Adi, they'll started by the first letter, and then after the entry word is given, there is a grammatical description of the word, like parts of speech, whether what it is, and all these things, and multiple meanings are listed, and references from the literature are given. So this is a current, the two modern day dictionaries. When I say modern day dictionaries, each of these dictionaries are at least 100 years old. So when relative to the history of the whole thing, this 100 years is quite modern. So there are references from literature. This is really very useful when you study advanced Kavya Patanam and all these things. And as I said, printed editions are bulky. So these modern dictionaries are all many volumes. Not owned by many people. It's rather most of them are found in libraries. But now this digitization of dictionaries makes it accessible to every student. Okay. So the other thing is, I think I'm almost at the end. We will take questions after this. So one thing is I want to bring to your attention is what do you do further? For example, you can, the second class itself, you can understand how to use dictionaries and you can drop out of the course whenever you want. One thing is, if you are a student, please use these dictionaries more often. Only by using it more often, you will get more familiarized with this, with these dictionaries. So this course is not about learning something and writing notes in a paper book and then using it. It is from day one, it's practical. Other thing is, if you are a teacher, please encourage your students to use the dictionaries. Give homeworks, ask them to, for example, in any level, for example, if you are teaching basic Sanskritam, give some words which you, they don't know the meaning of, ask them to go and look up the dictionaries. They will understand that. Or if you are advanced, for example, if you are teaching Vyakaranam, Paniya Vyakaranam, ask them to go and look at the dictionaries and say which Gana it goes, these things are coming from, Vyutpatihi, all the Vrittihi, all the things you can ask them to do. And if they use the dictionaries more and more, they can unearth more and more treasures out of it. So basically the dictionary has a lot of things. We will discuss more than that, more of this. For example, Shabdakalpadrumaha, it is a treasure trove. I mean, I don't know, I've not even heard any teacher telling me, go and look up Shabdakalpadrumaha. There is so much information in that. But it has so much of information. I will spend one whole class in giving you why Shabdakalpadrumaha is just an encyclopedia of Sanskrit dictionary literature. And also, please suggest corrections if you can. This is a website for this. If you are comfortable with GitHub and all these things, and if you are technology savvy and you can write programs, there are also improvement to websites things. If you need more details, please let me know. I will put you on to the right person. And as I said, I have to acknowledge, like not thank these people enough. One thing is this IITS : I don't even know all of those people. I mean, one person I know through as a bridge, I communicate with them. So these people who do all these selfless service to just make these dictionaries, digitize them and all these things. And also the Stardict dictionary creators. I didn't want to put the names here, but I can tell Dr. Dhaval Patel, who's doing great work on this. And also there's one person, there's Sanskrit programmers group. This might be a little bit misleading. It's not programming in Sanskrit language. It's programming for Sanskritam. So it's Sanskritaya programming, not Sanskritena programming. So they write programs to make all this nice smartphone apps and all these things. So these are very useful. And of course, Vyoma Labs portal, they have helped me a lot in conceptualizing this course and then bringing it to reality. Hopefully this course, you'll enjoy these courses as going forward. Okay, so this is the end of my presentation. Now I will open up for questions if there is any. So, okay. I don't see any questions, which is, if there are any questions, please raise your hands. I will unmute you and we can. Okay. There's some audio issues. It might be also from, okay, let me unmute one by one. Nyaneshwar, okay. Nyaneshwar Reddy, you are unmuted. Please ask a question. Yeah, I'm able to hear you. Okay, I think he's not. Okay, I will mute him and I will go to GVR. I have one name, GVR.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bhavan Kripaya Amarakosha Api Nayatu. Samthamamba.
Tattu Asit Smakam Madhya Tasya Acharyaha Kinchit Idanim Saha Vyastha Asti. Taratam Atra Vayam Tektavantaha Tadvishaye. Apicha Ante Samayaha Asti Chet Kurmaha Vayam Amarakoshaha. Tattu Bahu Uttama Suchana Bhavatam.
Astu Ji, Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha. Okay, let me go down the list if there are more people. Okay. Mohanan 58. You are unmuted now.
Hello.
Hello. Namaste.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
The same question. Will you be touching Amarakosham, please?
Yeah, so now that there's more demand for it, we will try to bring in Amarakosha for sure. Please, we will surely try to bring it in. Right now, we wanted to start the class with Amarakosha. The person who wanted to teach it, he got busy a bit. We will discuss this and come back to you. Thank you.
Okay. Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad. There is a question about can we do Kridanta Rupamala and all these things. We will try. The thing is, we want to run this course so that whatever we teach becomes spashtam or becomes quite understandable. After that, if there is enough interest in all these things, we can go back and do this. But we don't want to start out with a big list of things. Okay, we will do this, and then we want to see how the course goes, because this is the first time we are offering this course. Okay, there is one question is, do you have Jyotisha Namamala? We don't have it. I don't know. We have to do some research. You have to see that website and find out. It might be available on archive.com, but it's not available on IIT's website. Yes, correct. Okay, one person is saying, please answer in English also. If the question is in English, I'll surely answer in English. If the question is in Sanskritam, it forces me to answer in Sanskritam. But this is just a thing. Okay, I will answer in some English only. Okay, thank you. Okay, now let's go back to the thing. Murali Krishna, there was a... Oh, he self-muted himself. I'm not able to unmute him. Murali Krishna. Okay, Nandakumar Menon. Okay, Nandakumar Menon, you can...
Namaste. Namaste. Actually, this is one course... which strike my mind recently. I had elementary learning only in Sanskrit, and then I had been using Sanskrit with all these references to course, but especially it's Vachaswatyam and the other one. Those two dictionaries only, I was not able to read it properly. So referring dictionaries is a kind of weird thing, and this is the right course that is needed in the current context. And my suggestion is, see, I have been only asking about the Kridanta Rupamala.
Okay.
My suggestion is you stick to your course. the design, the elementary design, let us complete that course. And then depending upon the enthusiasm of people, we can introduce more. Let's not divert from your basic construct.
Okay.
That look at the grade. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you to Vyama also.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let me go down the list and see if there are more questions. Rao Ji, oh man. 1 minute, I somehow lost my... Okay, sorry, I lost my... 1 minute. I saw this person's name. Please bear with me, this is the first time I'm also using... let me go to this. Pawan K. Sampath. He's self-muted, okay, leave it. Rao Mangipudi.
Yes. Shweta
now.
Okay. I think I have been attending quite a few webinars, especially Soumya Ji. And this is a very good effort on your part to educate as to how to get going. In fact, this should be one of the primary courses, and at least, I don't know, they may have been teaching this earlier, but I got to this only this time. It's a good thing. And my suggestion, I probably already thought of that, is take a very complicated Pratipatakam, and then, make one slide of just one Pratipatakam with all the information there. And then when you teach, look, this is here, this is where what I mean, this is what I mean, this is what I mean, like that, if you say, we'll be able to relate that to our Pratipatakas, and then we'll be able to understand it much better. Probably already thought of that, it may be a superposition, but whatever it is, thank you very much, and then I look forward to learning a lot from you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the suggestion. I would request you to keep this. Can you bring this up after 6 weeks of this course? I have to go into that. I will not change how the dictionary will look like. Maybe I can do some more work, like as you mentioned. Let's come back to this particular question after 6 weeks.
Actually, what I'm thinking is, for example, I have, of this dictionary in front of me, I'm just at random, I looked up a page, and then I'm looking, trying to see if there's any...
defer this question a bit, and we will come back to it.
Oh, all right, no problem.
I will go to the next other callers, other questioners. Okay, Sadashivam, I keep losing this thing. Let me come back to Sadashivam. I hope I can answer all questions. 1 minute. Okay. Yes, Sadashivam.
Hello, sir. I think that is people have paid enough compliments, in fact. And the first time when I buy a dictionary, Sanskrit dictionary, I was just wondering why no word is available from a passage. So now I think that is, now at least I know. So you are talking about Vyutpatti, I think we should have some practical sessions from a known literature. The word, how go back to dictionary with that word? How the Vyutpatti is completely, because if you are going from Pratipadikam to the finished sentence word, that may not be helpful in this case. So we should have a practical sessions where we take a particular, let us say, even a Banabhatta or somebody, and from a word, we must be able to show that is how we can refer dictionary for that word. How we can demystify this pratyayam and all that, how to go to that pratyapadikam. I think a few sessions like that, as you rightly pointed out, the dictionary is a treasure actually. Even reading dictionary must be like any other reading literature, should be a part of our curriculum. But this, I think, because I find initially when we buy a dictionary, we just think that is why many words are not available in the dictionary. So that should be demystified. So from a known article or anything, we must be able to go back for each word, how we can refer to dictionary for that word. Like you said, for Patati Likati also not available means, initially it will be a mystery. Then we can show them Patati, Pratyams have been removed, and then that part should be arrived at, then that part should be referred into the dictionary. That is how I think. I think all other people also covered the same substance. But again, let me pay a compliment. In fact, when I was just mentioning this about 2 or 3 months ago to some of my friends, there should be a course for reading dictionary. They were laughing at me actually, because they think that dictionary means going by alphabet and seeing it. But Sanskrit dictionary is definitely different. As you rightly pointed out, it's a very good initiative. Whatever it is, we can definitely develop this more and more. It will be very much useful to the people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Swamiji will take note of this about test other courses. Okay.
Yes. And I also request everybody, to just go through the next few sessions. They will be completely practical, as he mentioned. And he will take you through exact methods on what to look for and how to look for in each dictionary. Right? So I understand everybody is excited, but the next few sessions you will get to know much more about how exactly to approach a dictionary. So maybe afterwards we can have any suggestions for if you need anything more. I'm sure you won't.
Yeah, okay. So I will. There is Shobha. I still need to have herself.
Namaste, Mahodaya. The course I was waiting for many years. Thank you so much for offering this. And thanks to Vyoma. My question is, for next week, should we install the dictionary, the Kosha, Apte or something in our...
No, it's not required. If you install now, you can start using now, right now.
Okay.
But I will go through only the online version of it. The online version will exactly look like how it looks like in your phone.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Shiva Subramanyam, Meena.
Sir, good evening, sir.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello. Good evening. I have got this Aptes dictionary, hot copy, so no problem for me. Is there any separate dictionary for Pratyayas? Because there are more than 400 Pratyayas are there. Is there any separate volume for that?
Yes, there is a dictionary called Pratyaya Kosha. If you search online, it's just called Pratyaya Kosha. Just Google for Pratyaya Kosha. You will get the dictionary which is exclusively about all Pratyayas.
Will you be delving in on that also?
We don't have plans now. See, there are so many special dictionaries. I will probably put all these details in the course website later.
Thank you to Vyama also.
Okay, let me go from the back. Venkateswaran, he self-muted himself. You self-muted yourself, I think, then I can't. Okay, Swami 1960.
Namaskar Mahadaya, I am Swami Nathan. You are, in one of your slides, you are describing about this Koshakaraha Koshasya Namaha. What is that? Can you please?
Koshakaraha is the author, the compiler of the dictionary. Koshasya Nama is the name of the dictionary itself.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, this is the one. Yes.
So it's just the person, the author, and the name of the dictionary.
That means you are not listed in Apte in this.
No, these are all old dictionaries. Apte comes in the modern dictionaries. So these are all pre 18th century.
Thank you.
Venkateshwar Gopal. I may not have given opportunity to all of Meena, VN Meena. That is okay. You can ask your question.
Namaste. Thank you for introducing this interesting course. Can we have the Apte dictionary available now?
Let's get one started on this. Let me just show you how, just getting started with Apte. Let me just quickly show you.
because you asked me. Okay. Okay, I think you are able to see my screen. So let's look. Go to this. Just click on Apte Sanskrit English Dictionary.
No, and the screen is.
See my screen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did was I went to the IITS Cologn website, and then I just clicked on Apte Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary.
Oh.
And then let's go into. There are many displays. I will suggest that if you are the first time user, please use list display. List display. Just click on the second one.
Oh, list display.
Yeah. And then after that, it will bring you to one page. So there you have to input the word. For example, if I wanted to start with some Mangalavachaka Shabda. So we'll use Rama. Rama as the Shabda. So here you have to type something. So to type, you have to understand how the keyboard works. Okay, so if there is a keyboard icon here, just click on that. It will tell you how do you type the keyboard. For example, Rama, you have to type Ra, Raka, Repaha, and then this Repa here, and then A, capital A. So you type Repaha and capital A, you will get Ra. So then after that you have to type Ma, Makaraha, and then Akaraha. So you type MA. Type on that and then press enter.
Keyboard will be available with this.
That's what. So if you click on the small icon, keyboard icon, it will bring out the keyboard.
Okay.
And then after you type it, you can just close this by pressing this X button.
Oh.
Now you have Rama, the Shabda.
Rama, yes.
That's all. So I will stop here. This is where we'll start from next week. So
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Dhanyavadah. I think we are running out of time. Anybody, Samayaji, can we close the class?
Sure. I think we can stop here. So any more questions, we will take them in the next class and we'll make sure everything is clarified.
So I want to start the class with the Dhyana Shlokas and end with the Mangala Shloka. Let me tell the Mangala Shloka now. Om Swasti Prajabhyah Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmane Dishubamastu Nityam Lokas Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu. Dhanyavadah.